Hey, pal. Welcome to a wet, rainy morning in America.
Hey, you know...
Yeah, this is another one of those things I'd love to talk to you about, which is, you know, Obama got into office, and there is the hope and change abound. And now that he's in, and he's talked for months and months about, probably a couple months now, at least, about this economic stimulus package to get the economy going. All these Republicans and all these people are bitching. I was actually at Carrie's brother's retirement party, and her brother David was there, and he was just chewing my ear about how fucked up Obama is and this economic stimulus plan and all this shit. And I'm just sitting there thinking, you know what? Yeah, let's keep cheering for fucking America to fail. How's that sound? Let's just not fucking support Obama. Let's just start throwing him to the fucking wolves. Let's let Mike Savage and Sean Hannity and fucking Rush Limbaugh and all those fucking pent-up stupid assholes have their day in the fucking sunshine. Sure, let's just root for fucking all this shit to come crashing down. Let's root for Obama to be worse than fucking Bush. Hey, what is that? I just don't get it. It's like, you know, it's the Republicans that get in office that fuck everything up. The Democrats come in and fucking clean shit up. That's just the way it is. It's been documented. It's been proved. I mean, for 8 years, George Bush did nothing but fucking fail. Fail, 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 fail. Just another job he took on that he failed. Everything he did, he failed at. And it's astonishing, you know? It's like, everybody's just fucking, you know, all these Republicans and conservatives are sitting around about just bitching and bitching about this stimulus package that's going to help the economy. And what they don't understand, what no one understands is, we don't want any more spending. Oh, really? You don't? So you funded two wars and gave all these fucking bailouts to all of your pals throughout the years. And all of a sudden now you don't want to spend. And who... What average American even understands and can comprehend the amount of money that $800 billion is? I mean, really, at the end of the day, the amount of debt that we're in as a country and the amount of money that we spend, no one has any conceivable fucking notion other than some ding-dong on CNN having some infographic about how you could stack all that money halfway to the moon. Oh, that's cute. That's great. That's nice. But if you want to break this down, you want the American public to understand what this money's going to do and how it's going to affect them, do a fucking pie graph or do a fucking real quick synopsis as to how this is going to affect us and our kids' kids in the future, and just get fucking over it, all right? Let's just at least pass this fucking bill. That's my take on it. And then let's go from here. Let's get the fucking confidence of this country back up and going. Or we can fucking do what the Republicans say and continue the 8 years of absolute fucking hell that Bush wrought on our fucking bones, you know? It just fucking floors me, man, you know? And I know these Republicans are all whining, bitching, because there's a liberal president that's going to do things that they aren't going to like, but fuck them. Fuck all these people. And I know that there's these decisive lines that fucking get thrown in the sand and all this other bullshit, and it's like, you know, we had nothing positive, in my estimation, at all fucking positive in the last 8 years, the 8 years that Bush was fucking driving this country into the ground, did anything good happen. And I'm not fucking around. It was all miserable. From the fact that he was even behind a podium speaking and being a figurehead for this country, to the fact that he passed legislation and spent and did everything fucked up. Everything, you know? We were talking the other day about how there's a new thing called Obama time because he's late all the time, and how old Georgie Bush was punctual to a fault. And it's like, he was punctual to fail. That's all he was punctual for. He was there on time to fuck shit up. That's all there is to it. I don't mind having a president that's late. I just don't. If he's going to be an effective, eloquent, conscientious, smart, doing something fucking president, I don't give a fuck, all right? Bush could have been fucking early to everything and it wouldn't have made a difference. He would have still fucked everything up because he's a fuck up. When you're a fuck up, time doesn't matter. Time is not a factor in being a fuck up. That's all there is to it. So, anyways, that's my fucking rant for today. Let's see what else has happened. Oh, you know, just fucking... What's the mentality of traffic, man? Like, what is it about people? Who are the people that have to fucking run all the way past all the traffic up to the front to cut in? Are those the guys that are going to cut in front of you in line, not save you in a fire? Are those the ones that are going to take your wallet when you're not looking? It's what I'm kind of thinking.
You know, because I'm in traffic right now, and it's like, there was some guy slacking back, so I wanted to get in the left lane, and once I did, he just came fucking right up my ass. It's like, what point you making, pal? I mean, what are we doing here? Really, what are we doing here at the end of the day? At any rate, I don't know what the hell else is going on. Yeah, you know, mom's worried that she's going to lose her job, and I had my discussion yesterday with my boss about our department. We're going to lose somebody. It's like, you know, the thing that bites my ass about this economic crisis is that all of us that played by the rules and did what was right for all these years are the ones that are going to fucking suffer. All these rich, stupid motherfuckers at the top, these fucking slack-ass CEO George Bush types are going to just fucking smile and whittle their fucking cocks away. I don't have anything to worry about. Yeah, mom's worried, and you know what? After all these years and all the service that she's put in, as good as she is, and as bright as she probably brings that morale to her department, everybody around her, I just don't think that she would have anything to worry about. But I'll tell you what, if there's anything that I do know in my little brief slice of 36 years on this planet, that corporations and companies are some of the most evil fucking things that have ever been concocted by anything, whether the God or a devil, and they are capable and culpable of shit that's unimaginable. I mean, I've been on that side twice of being let go. The first time by old fucking Ed Lewis at the home care place, which was a complete surprise and shock, and I remember when he said, you know, we gotta let you go, I pretty much blanked out and didn't hear much of anything else that he said. It was just a silent movie mouth. And the second time was, well, he tried to do it again when I was there, but I left anyways. I was leaving. I just figured I'd be a bonehead, fucking head. The other time was when I was at HNTB, they let me go just out of the blue. And it's like, you know, when you've been in that position where you've been like, I mean, it's so humiliating. Corporate America is the most humiliating thing you can put a human being through. Not only is it humiliating to have to fucking wear whatever fucking clothes you have to wear, your fucking clown suit every day. You have to fucking, basically everybody in that environment is like 95% fake. Where I was at, especially at HNTB, they were all on ulcer medications and, you know, just dour fucking individuals. And you have to go through that song and dance to get paid. They suck your time, they suck your soul out of you. And then just on some random day, they're like, fuck you, we don't need you anymore. You're cut. It's like, I remember that last time it happened at HNTB. You know, I learned a lot. I learned a lot from these things. I wouldn't take any of these moments back in my life that I've had to live, but I know, looking into the tempest of their black squiggly eye souls, that these fucking people that are really in it to win it in the corporate America environment are some real swarmy motherfuckers. And I would be just, oh, Christ, man. Yeah, so, I don't think Mom has anything to worry about. I would wish that there would be some other fucking way that masses of people wouldn't have to be numbed and placated into a drooling environment like corporate America, which is so sinister in its ways. But at any rate, as I trudge through the shadows of rain and such, I bid you farewell and wish you the best on your lovely little journey on the other side.